Order. Order.
With the House adjourned this week, members of the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee took the chance to spend 2 days hearing submissions on legislation introducing the national-led government's plans for change in the workplace. Travelling to Auckland on Wednesday and then back in the capital the next day, committee members heard a range of submissions on bills amending the law on holidays and employment relations, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Concern about the way the Employment Relations Bill would restrict union access to workplaces was voiced by Karen Vickers, a baker from Newald in Levin.
Before we called the union in at the workplace I'm at, we had several problems, nothing to do with pay. It was to do with bullying and other issues. We called the union in, we have got a good members there now, and we get on better with the owners than we ever did before. By taking that right away from us, we honestly feel that we're going to be going back years and years and years.
Ms. Vickers was also concerned about a provision in the holidays bill which would allow employees to cash in a week of annual leave.
I strongly feel and believe that the majority who are going to be affected by this are the low income workers. To me, especially in winter, that's when the high bills come in, the power, all those kind of things, and I feel, and so do many others feel, that that is when this week is going to be sold. For the simple reason they cannot meet the bills, they're already terribly stressed, and that is the only way they're going to see around it. And I do know it happens from personal experience. I have been there.
An employer's perspective on that part of the holidays bill was provided by the Manager of Remuneration and Employee Relations at AMI Insurance, Stephen Richardson.
If we've got employees with 20 or 30 years service, it only takes a day or two annual leave to be carried over per year, and a few years down the track they're sitting on perhaps 2 weeks of extra annual leave. And in those situations I think it's quite pragmatic for the parties to agree that we're never going to catch up with that annual leave arrears, why don't we just cash it out and start again.
And Mr. Richardson said sometimes workers didn't want holidays.
Our experience is that we're finding in fact some employees don't necessarily want to take all of the leave that they're entitled to. We have employees who are quite happy with 3 weeks a year. That's all they need. And I've had employees say to me when I'm requiring them to take their leave to clear the books, well, what am I going to do? I can't afford to be on annual leave. And what they mean by that is they think they have to go on holiday somewhere and spend money in a hotel and so on. And they're not happy sitting at home for a week on their own while the rest of the family's at work and at school.
Stephen Richardson from AMI Insurance. And while his submission was like others in addressing the bill's wider impact on industrial relations, Kenneth Stokes, who introduced himself to committee members as a private citizen, was concerned with just a couple of clauses.
My focus is really on clause 11 and 12, which is to do with the transfer of part or whole public holidays to another day, in particular around Waitangi Day and Anzac Day.
Mr. Stokes said his ancestors signed both the Declaration of Independence and the Treaty of Waitangi.
So Māori is quite strong as far as cultural identity. The other thing for me, my grandfather fought at Gallipoli and survived. Two of his brothers died. He was one of 70 from 700 from Wellington that survived that day. As well as that, there were Māori ancestors that also fought at Gallipoli, which were less known that they were there, and they were part of the bicultural heritage. The concern I have is that as New Zealand moves to become a more multicultural society, we lose the importance of those national days if we start moving them to a Friday or a Monday.
Kenneth Stokes submitted that the bill should be amended to ensure Waitangi Day and Anzac Day be observed on the correct dates.
Rhys Lyon reporting on submissions to the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee on the Holidays Amendment Bill and the Employment Relations Amendment No. 2. Also this week, the same committee reported back on a bill that would force unions to hold a secret ballot before going on strike. But the committee was divided, with its five national MPs forming a majority in favour of a law change that was opposed as unnecessary by the two Labour and two Green MPs. So more debate on that bill when it comes up for a second reading in the chamber. Parliament's adjourned for another week back on Tuesday, October 12th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.